Hello and welcome to today's podcast, where we're diving deep into the world of financial health with a special focus on debt management tips. If you've ever felt like debt is an endless cycle that you're stuck in, trust me, you're not alone. I remember my early days in financial planning, and debt management honestly felt like navigating a labyrinth with no clear way out. But here's the vital point I want to make. Managing debt isn't just about crunching numbers. It's about shifting your mindset and behaviors. Today, I'll be your guide, not just to understand debt management, but also to genuinely enhance your financial health for the long term. So let's dive in. First, let's get to the basics. Debt isn't just a four-letter word. It's money you owe, sure, but it's more nuanced than that. Debt can either be a powerful tool or a debilitating trap, and that entirely depends on how you use it. Many people instinctively see debt as negative, but that's not always the case. I had a client who strategically used debt to seize a business opportunity. It turned out to be his best financial decision ever. So, is debt your friend or foe? It probably depends on how skillfully you manage it. Now let's talk about the psychological side of debt. One of the trickiest parts of managing debt effectively is understanding why we fall into it in the first place. It's not just about spending money. It's deeply rooted in the psychology behind our spending habits. Have you ever stopped to think about why that credit card feels like a magic wand, offering instant gratification? It's a powerful psychological pull. And in today's world, with social media constantly nudging us to spend, there's a subtle pressure to keep up. It's a significant factor, especially when you consider that total U.S. consumer debt reached a whopping $17.39 trillion as of March 2024, with credit card balances alone hitting $1.00 trillion. So how do we manage debt effectively? Let's discuss some practical strategies. One highly effective technique is the debt snowball method. You start by paying off your smallest debts first, which gives you quick wins and keeps you motivated. On the flip side, there's the debt avalanche, which focuses on high-interest debts, saving you more money in the long run. Both techniques are endorsed by financial experts, but the one that suits you best might depend on your personality and how you respond to progress. Do you prefer the psychological boost of quick wins or the tangible long-term savings? Personally, I think for many people, especially those new to debt repayment, the momentum from the snowball method is invaluable. Now, let's dive into the role of behavioral finance. It's truly a game changer for debt management. Understanding your financial habits, the why behind your spending and saving, can lead to significantly better spending behaviors. It's fascinating how small changes in perception and framing, often informed by behavioral economics, can lead to big, lasting changes in action. Studies have shown that behavioral messages, particularly those leveraging social norms, can decrease the likelihood of being late on payments by about 4%. Once you've got the basics down, it's time to look ahead. Elevate your financial strategy and think beyond basic debt management. Have you considered how future trends in investment might play into your debt strategy? Balancing investments while managing debt can be a delicate yet crucial dance. Mastering this often overlooked aspect can set you on an accelerated path to financial freedom. In 2024, with the increasing role of AI and personalized financial products, this becomes even more important. You might be asking, can I ever be truly debt-free? The answer is a resounding yes, but it takes consistent effort, discipline, and a clear plan. Another question I often hear is, should I consolidate my debt? This can be highly beneficial, simplifying payments and potentially lowering interest, but it's absolutely essential to understand all the terms and conditions involved. Remember, not all debt is created equal. High-interest credit card debt demands a different approach than, say, a low-interest mortgage. So, where do you go from here? My strongest recommendation is to start by meticulously assessing your current debt situation. List all your debts, noting their interest rates and minimum payments. Choose a repayment method that resonates with you, whether it's the motivational snowball or the interest-saving avalanche. And please, don't forget the behavioral aspect. Sometimes, understanding biases like impulsivity can be the missing key you've been searching for. In conclusion, managing debt doesn't have to be a daunting task. With the right strategies, a bit of behavioral insight, and a commitment to understanding your own financial psychology, you can significantly improve your financial health and build a more secure future. Keep learning, stay motivated, and remember, this journey is yours to own. Feel free to revisit this guide whenever you need a refresher or a little encouragement. Thank you for tuning in today, and I hope you found these insights both practical and inspiring. Until next time, take care and keep striving for that financial freedom.